opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, May the 1st, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good day today. Tony Morrell is going to join us at 8:05. We've got a most recent Gamecock commitment to talk about since we last talked to him, and see where they are with an official visit or two for this past weekend and where they're going in recruiting. We'll get some South Carolina update as this show goes on. Got a lot to get into as far as the news of the day and topics of the day. College baseball polls are out. I can tell you that Clemson moved up 4 spots in the Baseball America poll to number 10, 2 spots in the D1 baseball poll to number 10. We got a lot of baseball polls. Collegiate baseball moved up 6 spots to number 8. The coaches poll, 1 spot to number 9. Perfect game, 2 spots to number 6. In Baseball America, North Carolina is 5, NC State 7. As I told you, Clemson is 10, Duke's 11, Florida State 16. ACC baseball tournament should be good coming up in the next couple of weeks. D1 baseball, North Carolina 6th, NC State 8, told you Clemson 10, Duke 13, Florida State 16. That's where we are as far as the rankings go. The Tigers and Gamecocks both off this week before headed because of exams, and then we'll have baseball this weekend. Florida State comes to Clemson on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Speaking of Clemson baseball, Logan Davidson, ACC Player of the Week. Told you he's coming on. I think he is maybe the most important hitter in the lineup. I can make an argument for Kier Meredith, make an argument for Seth Beer, for Chris Williams, lately for Cal Wilkie. But as far as the guy that really makes things go, I think Davidson might be that guy. Nice to see him. No coincidence his hot streak and Clemson's 8-game winning streak are the same. Got some NFL draft stuff to review. We have a pretty interesting comment from Deion Kane, and we'll talk about what Deion said about the NFL draft. Also, I don't get into too much of the mock draft stuff too early, but just to kind of stuff to keep an eye on, got a couple of those 2019 mock drafts to get into today. We have and our buddy Matt Miller that we made fun of yesterday a little bit on Twitter. Chad and the guy sent me a text about one of his former tweets. Kind of takes away from his credibility slightly there. NBA, Steph Curry set to come back for Golden State. In case you missed it last night, the Celtics beat the 76ers 117-101, first game of the Eastern Conference semifinal. Tonight you have Cavs at Toronto and New Orleans at Golden State. In the NHL last night, the Lightning tied the series with Boston. They won the game 4-2. That series is now at 1. We got a tweet last night saying we should be watching late, should be watching Las Vegas and San Jose in overtime. The Golden Knights beat the Sharks 4-3. They have a 2-1 lead there now. 2 game threes tonight. Both of them are 1 game apiece. Caps and Pens, Preds and Jets, as far as the NHL goes. We have the Wells Fargo up in Charlotte. Practice round started yesterday in a really, really good field coming up. So we'll tell you who's into Wells Fargo and why you might want to head on up to Charlotte this weekend. First weekend of May should be great weather, and the golf course is terrific. And Charlotte does a really good job of it. So get Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and all the Rory McIlroy. Get a bunch of great players in Charlotte. Should be a great time this weekend. And finally, in that series that get back into a little momentum, we'll get with Zach Orr and his position areas he has concerns about. We made it through quarterbacks and running backs. We'll get back into wide receivers today. Might not be a whole lot of wide receiver concerns from Zach. We'll do with that. Again, Tony Morrell at 8:05. I've mentioned him. It's time to bring him on. I can wait no longer. The Orr that stirs the pot. Mr. Orr 24, the Twitter world, number one in your heart. The captain of the ship, El Capitan. And the author and host of second segment, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Warren Mickey, how are you?
I'm great, man. I'm great.
Well,
you?
I'm glad to hear it. I'm doing well.
Good.
First day of May today.
May Day. Is this today, May Day?
I don't know what May Day is, but yeah.
First try to look up what May Day is. How's your life over there?
Great.
Tell me about it.
Couldn't get better.
Why?
It's just couldn't. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, May Day is celebrated in many countries as a traditional springtime festival, International Day of Honoring Workers. This is the first day of May. So let me be the first to extend to you Happy May Day.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, catch me up. Why are you in a good mood over there?
I'm just happy to be here this morning. Nice morning. Supposed to be really nice today. So, might as well be in a good mood rather than in a bad mood, right?
Yeah, we're in this thing now where we are low humidity.
It's beautiful.
And it's just beautiful. It is absolutely stunningly gorgeous at this point in time right now. And weather, man. Now, it's going to get a little bit hotter later, but still, I don't think that the humidity is too high yet. So, that'll be a lot of fun. What'd you do yesterday?
Like I said, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I was around. And what matters most is I'm here now.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
You are here. And you're into it and got second segment coming up. Can I get a little sneak preview what second segment is about?
We're going to do a little bit of everything here, but primarily I do want to talk about Quail Hollow and this weekend's
great
golf tournament.
Great.
I was hoping the former golf professional himself would be interested in that.
I'm very interested in that. Looking forward to that.
But you yesterday went and spoke with the little children over at Clemson Elementary.
Yeah, third grade class, Mrs. Williams, Mrs. Barnes class.
How'd it go?
It went so good. It went so good at 7:40 this morning. I've got an individual list of everybody who wanted a shout out.
Oh, boy.
In the car lines and in the bus lines, so we got to do that today. They asked really interesting questions. These are third graders.
Yeah.
They asked really interesting questions like, well, first of all, I asked him, I said, do you know there's two kinds of radios in your car, like the two different bands or whatever? And the guy says, yeah, AM and FM. And I said, okay, the difference in those two are? And one little boy raised his hand. He said, yeah, AM is like old and a bunch of old time radio on it. And it goes, and FM is where all the good music is. I'm like, yeah, man, it's pretty good.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Nailed it.
Yeah. They were.
I have nothing more to teach you.
They were the thing that, like, because you never really know what they're going to be interested in.
Yep.
The thing I found the most interested in was this whole concept of press passes and getting to a game on a credential for free. Does your wife get to do it for free? They pay for your flights, your phone, your driving, all that kind of stuff. So they're looking at it for, hey, man, you know what? I might want to get in this career, man. I get to go to games for free.
Sure.
So that's pretty cool. And also, there's a big football game tonight in our youth leagues. It's a championship game, and two kids in this these two classes are going to be playing against each other. So 7:00 tonight here at Clemson Central Rec, we'll have a little championship game. So that's they want us to come out and cover that. That'd be cool.
A little flag football tonight.
Get a little play by play. I think it's like, I don't know if it's flag football or not, but I think it's like might be tackle football.
Whoa.
I don't know. Whoa. But that was cool. They were very interested in like commercials and who's how that works. And they're very attentive, and it was great. It's fantastic. About 30 minutes, it was really good. Had a good time with them over there.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. My wife wants to know when you come and read your class.
Yeah, we can go read. I'm a big fan of reading. I can even do it myself.
I know. I'm on their level, by the way, so I was right down with them yesterday. I also spent some time in their classroom yesterday, so that was kind of cool to see.
Just giving back to the community yesterday.
No,
Mickey Plyler.
No, it was a lot of fun.
Really, you bring equipment over? They put some headsets on, all that kind of stuff?
No, I took it over there, but originally I was only supposed to have 15 minutes. And I was like, well, you know what? It'd take me 15 minutes to set stuff up. And you couldn't get in the classroom until right before you go on. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, the reason I went 30 is my buddy had a flat tire supposed to go behind me. So I actually did his 15 minutes too. I don't know that. I might have done that, but anyway.
Flat tire.
Yeah, that's bad to see. Speaking of bad to see, Yankees get beat last night.
The Yankees did get beat last night.
9-game winning streak gone.
Last night was frustrating because Sonny Gray has struggled at times this season.
Did struggle last night.
And last night he kind of found who Sonny Gray is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And of course that's the night that they almost get no hit. So that was good.
What inning did we get our first hit? We got 3 hits total.
I believe it was the 6th. Yeah. I believe.
This Morton character has our number, but he's pitched well all season. 4-0 now, 1.72 ERA.
Charlie Morton's the best pitcher on that staff right now.
Yeah.
So
on maybe the best staff in baseball.
And that's the defending champs. So yeah. It's
they're good.
It is what it is. You know, Judge was out of the lineup last night. They gave him a day of rest, apparently. Yeah. And
pinch hit him late, but it didn't matter. But
you'll try to get one back tonight.
Yeah, we'll do that down at Houston. We'll playoff preview kind of deal there, so we'll see. We'll see what comes out of all that. Anything else catch your eye yesterday?
No. Did anything catch your eye yesterday?
Yeah, a lot of that other stuff I talked a little bit about earlier, including our Twitter stuff. I'll get into it later. But on Twitter, our buddy Matt Miller talked about Clemson being overrated.
Yep.
A tweet of his from September of 2003 says, Logan Thomas is my number one overall player. He'll get his first test in 20 minutes against Georgia Tech's defense.
Yeah.
He had Logan Thomas going number one overall.
Yeah.
So pretty much from that point in time on, don't you just say, you know what? I think I'm going to go work at Lowe's. Right.
That's where Dabo was yelling at these guys. Matt Miller says you guys are overrated when they do something wrong. Yeah. You yell back, Logan Thomas wasn't number one. Yeah.
Logan Thomas.
Logan Thomas, coach.
That point in time, the big decision in his life should not be what the Browns do with the number one pick. It should be, do I work for Home Depot or do I work for Lowe's?
Sure.
Just get out of that business and do that. We'll get into all that. We also got speaking of Twitter, we also got a tweet last night from Chip that says, I'm sure y'all sleeping. And by the way, he does this at 1 in the morning.
Chip, you were correct.
I'm sure y'all sleeping, but you need to be watching Golden Knights and Sharks freaking playoff hockey. Overtime last night, and apparently it was a war.
Yeah, at one point, Vegas was up 3-1, and San Jose battled all the way back. And yes, it did turn into a war. I watched some highlights this morning as I was getting ready. And Bill Carlson put one top shelf and ended the game for Vegas last night.
Nice. Top shelf's kind of tough, right?
Yeah, to get it up there. I think it was barred down, actually. It was a beautiful shot. So
you
need some skill to do that, and especially some presence in playoff hockey.
We are getting to the point now in the NHL where we're starting to see you got 8 teams left.
Yep.
And you're starting to see that really, and I'm guessing without really looking at it, I'm guessing there's about 6 teams left that can win it all. Would you agree with that? Or you think all 8 can win it all?
Do I think all 8 can win it?
My point is this. Let me back all the way up, and then I'll ask individually who can win, who can,
all
right?
Yeah.
My point is this, that now the series, the 2 tonight are both tied at 1. The second game of the Lightning and Bruins last night down in Tampa, they knotted that one at 1. And going into the other series, Golden State and the Sharks last night, I mean Las Vegas and the Sharks last night, that series was tied at 1 until, you know, game 3 last night. So it's not like in the first round you'll get some sweeps. And you might get some sweeps later. I'm not saying that, but it looks like that the teams that are playing well, at least, the 8 teams, obviously they won a series, that they have maybe enough to win. I'll ask you individually quickly.
These are playoff teams.
Yes.
These are not teams that made the playoffs now.
Very good point.
There's a difference there.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
So, yes or no, can the Bruins win it all?
Yes.
Lightning?
Yep.
Golden Knights?
Yeah.
Sharks?
Yeah.
Caps?
No.
Caps cannot win it all.
No.
1-1.
It's just, it's never going to happen for Ovi.
But are they talented enough to win it?
They're talented enough to win it, yeah.
Pens?
Mm-hmm.
Preds?
Mm-hmm.
Jets?
Mm-hmm.
So all eight could win
all it? All eight can win it.
Now, in the NBA, can you say that?
No.
All right, let me give you the NBA teams.
Yep.
All right, that are still in this thing.
Please.
Last night, Sixers?
They yes. can win it. Yes, they can.
Boston?
I don't think they can win it.
I might agree with you on that one. Cavs?
I don't think they can win it.
Really?
Do you think they can win it? With seven against the Pacers here? Can LeBron do that again by himself for yeah. three more series?
They can make it to the finals.
They can make it to the conference finals.
I don't know. I think the Sixers are the best team over there.
I agree.
Raptors can't win it, right?
No.
Pelicans win it?
No.
Pelicans can win it, man.
No.
Warriors?
Yep.
And Jazz?
No.
Rockets?
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, get
34.
Yeah. So, NBA is a little bit different. Like, to me, the Jazz can't beat the Rockets. So, that
the
series,
Jazz can't beat the Rockets?
No, the Jazz cannot beat the Rockets.
So, the Jazz have beaten the Thunder to you when they started this whole thing? Thunder's got a lot of talent on their
they
roster.
They do. They got three superstars. That's it. Yeah. Old superstars. Not old. Well, 201. But, so, yeah, they could. But I didn't see them winning at all. I'll tell you this. The Pelicans are the team that has kind of caught my attention. But they're going to run into Golden State, so we'll see there.
They're going to run into Golden State with a supposedly healthy Steph Curry coming back.
Yeah. Tonight, supposedly. Mm-hmm. We'll see that. But really, the point there is that the Rockets, the Warriors, maybe the Pelicans out of the West, and the Sixers, maybe the Cavs. The point is, like, the NBA, why even play them? I mean, is there any chance those teams ever... Like, in the first round of the NHL playoffs, you could see some upsets. You're not going to see upsets in this.
No.
Now, you did see... Obviously, you talked about the Jazz. You got one of those. I get that a little bit. I'll see. All right. We'll come back.
You're a fan of the parody.
I like... Not parody. That's not the right word to say. I don't like parody.
You don't like parody.
I like competitive... Because parody is a synonym of mediocrity. Is there a great team in the NHL? Like a dominant team?
You could argue Vegas this year.
Yeah. And they're only up 2-1. Went overtime last night. Could have been 1-2.
Sure.
Yeah, the other way around. Anyway, we'll get into that. I want to get into some of the NFL draft stuff, the 2019 NFL draft and Deion Kane's comments. But when we come back for a segment two, second segment, we have, I guess, some Quail Hollow talk. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I just want to talk a little Quail Hollow. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about Tiger Woods coming back.
Love it. The American Barbershop is back, but it's back. That cultural icon is back, but it's back with the modern touches that you'll see now. The client base, the relationship base is back. The place to hang out is back. Gone is the unisex craze and the salon craze. Now we're back into this barbershop taking presence again in your neighborhood, in your hometown, in your community. And these ladies getting that modern touch to it that you're going to love over at Roosters. Straight razor shaves, full treatment, get the straight razor on the back of the neck. That's really cool, man, to feel all that. That's really cool. A hot towel treatments. The lady in life is going to love how you look. Men, go to it now. It's the Men's Grooming Center at Roosters off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. Treat yourself. Do yourself a favor. Take time for the Express. We understand if you can't. Take some time for the Express if you can. To great friends over at Roosters. RoostersMGC.com. 884-8920. 884-8920. You don't want to miss second segment. Your turn right after this.
Nothing compares to the one, the only Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit. Served for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. For a limited time, get two of our signature Cajun Filet Biscuits for just $5. Bojangles, it's bow time.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG-003. From the Pendleton Tire Company, its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
If you live near or in a 30-mile radius of Anderson and you're living paycheck to paycheck, do you need a used car, truck, or SUV but don't have any money? Could you just use a lucky break? Just get to Anderson Ford's Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale. Other dealers say no. Anderson Ford says yes, yes, yes. Vehicles priced from just $39.99 with payments as low as $109 a month. If your bills are late, you're divorced, behind on alimony, even bankrupt, Anderson Ford could put you in a used car, truck, or SUV with just $1 down. It's the Anderson Ford Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale you've been waiting for. Just $1 down if you have a job. Going on right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard off Exit 19 in Anderson, or online at AndersonFordSC.com. Plus tax, tag, title, and registration. See dealer for details.
The United States Postal Service has been around since 1775, and since then, you can rely on the Postal Service to make sure what matters to you gets to your mailbox. You'd think you couldn't improve on that. But now, with informed delivery notifications, you'll know when those important packages and letters are coming to your mailbox, with an email every morning telling you what's on the way. It's the reliability of the United States Postal Service matched with the technology of today. It's time to get peace of mind. Sign up now for free at informeddelivery.com. Informed Delivery. If it's in the mail, it's in your email.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the roar. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute to your back. Bang, bang, there goes your heart. I know you want it. Bang, bang, seat of my car. I'll let you have it.
Welcome back. Segment two of the Mickey Plyler Show. Mickey Plyler, the host, of course, can be found on Twitter at Mickey Plyler. I, myself, Zach Orr, can be found on Twitter at Mr. Orr24. You're free to join us this morning. We encourage it, in fact, on our Northland Communications phone line at 864-654-7627. That's 864-654-ROAR. On our Health Dare text line, 986-1566. All tweets usually get on the air. We try to get all calls on the air, get a bunch of texts throughout the day, but we'll try our best to get those on the air as well. We love to hear from you, and that makes the show go round. Today, Mickey Plyler, I wanted to talk just a little bit about Quail Hollow. Quail Hollow is, of course, where the Wells Fargo Championship will be this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It has hosted one major championship in the PGA last year, which Justin Thomas won, which I believe you were at, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah, we went up last year on Saturday, I think.
It is a 7,600-yard-long course, par 71. The place opened in 1959. So it has a little bit of age up there. And it's right up in Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't know. I mean, people obviously know about it. But this is it's a pretty nice course up there. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the course first, what you observed walking through it. And then, of course, we'll dive into the field with Tiger friggin' Woods, who is going to be up there this week, and really excited about him coming back. You called it. We have it on the podcast if you want to go listen to that, WCCPFM.com. Plyler called his schedule, and we'll see how he does for the rest of it. But the next two were called by our very own Mickey Plyler here.
Yeah, Quail Hollow, I went as a kid.
Oh, so you've been multiple times.
Yeah, and then we went during to follow Lucas Glover back in, the mid-2000s. Oh, the first century when they came back in 2003. They started back in Charlotte again. There is James Harris is the founder of the club, and like he's a big banker guy there in Charlotte.
Yep.
And that's why it was the Wachovia, now it's the Wells Fargo. You know, bankers kind of those name changes, but they are it's a really good golf course. They hosted the Kemper when I was a kid. The Kemper Open when I was
from
a kid,
1969 1979.
Yeah, yeah. So I went. And Jerry McGee won one year, threw his little golf ball when I was a little kid there, which is pretty cool. Whenever he won there, then it went away. The tournament went away for a while, and then it came back because of Harris and what he wanted to do. They redesigned the golf course. Tom Fazio did in the late 90s.
September 1997.
And then they came back and redid it again, getting ready for the PGA that was there last year. It's a big golf course. They won't play it at 7,600 yards, though. But it's a big golf course. Nice part of town. Charlotte does a really good job of busting you in and busting you out. Satellite. There's no parking there at the facility.
There's no parking. Where do you park?
All around town at the Coliseum area. There's all kinds of train stations. They've got this rail system there in Charlotte that takes you to the buses that take you in there. So they do a good job with that. That's not an issue at all. So it's nice if you go in. It's a... It's got a few little hills through it, but it's not a terribly difficult course to walk. It's really spread out, though. It's not like at Augusta where everything's kind of like right there, or sure. Harbortown, everything's kind of right there. It's kind of a, I don't know how many acres it is, but it's a big golf course, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great, I tell you what it's turned into, because they knew it was a major championship kind of venue, that they get really good fields there. And so, like this week, Roy McIlroy and Phil Mickelson and Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler and Tiger Woods and Patrick Reed and Jason Day and Louis Oosthuizen and Tony Finau and all these guys, Kisner and all these guys are coming. It's also at a very good place on the schedule. It's far enough away from the Masters where guys kind of take some time off and they come back. And it's close enough to the U.S. Open where you kind of start, you know, getting your game in order again. You know, go home and spend some 2 weeks at home and then kind of come back a little bit. So that's kind of cool.
So you mentioned Rory McIlroy, who has the course record on this course, 61.
I was there the day he shot 61.
Were you really?
Yeah, went back and shot.
How many have you been up there?
As a kid once, to follow Lucas in the early 2000s.
Lucas won in 2011 for the 10-year Wells Fargo.
I was there. I wasn't there the year when Lucas won it.
Okay.
I was there again when Roy shot at 61, and the place is going nuts. So fireworks on that one, and then I went to the PGA. So I've only been four times, but look, you need to get over. If you have tickets, or whatever, you need to get over because it's really good. It's really cool to see it all.
So we mentioned Rory. Is Lucas playing this weekend?
Yes,
Lucas. Who else is who? The patented list that we did for the Masters that ended up yielding a winner. Who can win this weekend?
Well, let me say this. By the way, Brooks Koepka's coming back, so that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool to see that.
Brooks Koepka obviously missed the Masters.
Yeah. It's a wider list that can win here than at Augusta. Tommy Fleetwood could win here.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Casey could win. Kisner could win. Finau could win. Louis Oosthuizen could win. Jason Day. Patrick Reed. Mickelson could win. Fowler could win. Justin Thomas could win. Roy McIlroy could win. That's 10 guys right there. Let me look at the rest of the field. Tiger could win. That's 11. I really feel like Tiger could win. But the good news is, like, for the most part, it's been a list of champions is pretty good. Fowler, McIlroy, Tiger, like the field of the list of champions, Justin Thomas there, obviously. The champions list is pretty good. So, you know, for who all is doing that. So that's a pretty good deal, you know, pretty cool deal there. But there, that's about 10 or 11 of the guys that can win. There's more. Let me check. I'm trying to find the whole field on here to see. Tee times aren't out yet. I'm trying to see the whole field there. But look, it's a, we're lucky to have it. I'll ask you this, Zach, or I'll kind of switch gears on it while I look for the list of guys playing.
By all means.
What's the biggest sporting event in North and South Carolina? Because like, this is across the line. NASCAR's All-Star Race and the stuff in Charlotte. I'm going to give you the stuff that could be. There's another PGA Tour event up in Greensboro that's not as good. Obviously, the Carolina Panthers and the Hornets now. I was about to say Bobcats, but the Hornets now.
Oh, the old Bobcats.
Yeah. That's one. Clemson, South Carolina football, the Heritage. What's the biggest sporting events in North and South Carolina? Because this has got to be up there, I would say. I know we're not huge golf fans there, but I mean, North Carolina Duke basketball certainly is. But what in your mind, what's the biggest sporting event?
There's not a clear cut winner. Obviously, you can make a case for Clemson football. You can make a case for Duke or North Carolina basketball. The NFL is always a popular draw. I don't know if there's a clear-cut winner. Last year was the first time that this Quail Hollow has hosted a major championship. That's a huge deal.
The NBA...
I don't think it's the NBA.
The NBA All-Star game was supposed to be there.
And then it was moved, wasn't it?
Yes.
Because of the whole bathroom thing.
Right. Whatever that law was.
Thank God we don't talk about that anymore.
Oh, goodness gracious. Hideki Matsuyama can win. He's there.
I don't know. What do you think is the biggest sporting event in North and South Carolina?
Honest to goodness, that's played in this area?
That's played in the area.
I mean, I think you got to think about Clemson football or Duke basketball, North Carolina basketball.
Yeah.
Besides that, this is up there, right? When the PGA Championship came there, the Ryder Cup's coming to the, or the PGA Championship, Ryder Cup's coming to, not the Ryder Cup, PGA Championship's coming to Kiowa. Coming up the ocean course. Again, they've had it once. They've had the Ryder Cup there. I mean, Ryder Cup's a huge deal, right?
Ryder Cup's always a huge deal.
Is Ryder Cup the biggest deal to ever come to South Carolina?
Golf-wise? Yes.
No, all sports-wise.
The biggest deal to ever come to South Carolina?
It's the biggest sporting event in the history of the state of South Carolina.
You believe that, truly?
I mean, yeah.
Dang. So you have to go to that then. You can't not go to the biggest sporting event.
I didn't
in
go
your
the
state.
First time it was here. It's not coming back. I think the PGA Championship's coming back is what it is. So it's not the Ryder Cup. I don't think the Ryder Cup's coming back. I'm looking right now to see. It held the Ryder Cup in 91.
Why didn't you go the first time?
Just tickets and, you know, I think I'm right with saying that. The Ocean Course held the PGA Championship in in 2012, where McIlroy won. And it's coming back in 2021. So it's not the Ryder Cup again. 2021 PGA. So that will be our, I think I'm right by saying this, that will be our first major championship held in the state of South Carolina. Second. I mean, they held the first one in 2012. Ryder Cup's bigger than the PGA Championship, right?
Ryder Cup is bigger than the PGA Championship.
What's a bigger sporting event held in the state of South Carolina than the Ryder Cup?
The bigger sport, I can't think of one. I think that might be it. And significance-wise, that might be it.
Yeah. We've not had a Super Bowl in North Carolina yet.
We have not.
We've not had a World Series yet, obviously, in North Carolina. We hadn't had a NBA championship yet. That NASCAR races, man, those were big at one point in time.
I'll yield to you on those.
But now Ryder Cup's bigger than NASCAR, right?
Yes.
And now you got to get to Duke, North Carolina basketball, and Clemson, South Carolina football, right?
The fact that Clemson football is even being mentioned among these things is staggering, no?
I think the world cares more about the Ryder Cup, but I think in the United States we care more about college football than golf.
I think it's not even close in the States.
But
we care about golf, but we definitely care about college football way more.
Right.
But back to this weekend, Quail Hollow. How does he win this weekend?
By the way, hold on. Quickly, because Texas said NCAA tournament in Greenville. Yeah, but we've had a Final Four in Charlotte.
Okay.
But NCAA basketball, the first and second round NCAA basketball tournaments, that's not as big as the Ryder Cup.
It's not as big, but I think you could argue a Final Four.
Yeah, Final Four in Charlotte was huge. Arkansas, I think, won that one.
You can argue Final Four.
Yeah. All right, so now back to who can win. Is that what you want to know?
How can he win?
Oh, how can Tiger win?
How can he win?
It comes down to one thing to me. It's his irons. He has to. Remember at Augusta, he did not hit his irons very well.
He struggled not with distance. He struggled with accuracy.
Yes. So he's got to, his irons, he has to play better. Has to hit it better with his irons.
That's it. Simple as that.
That's as simple to me. I think it's a ball striking second shot golf course.
So that lines up well for who?
Oh, Louis Oosthuizen, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, those guys. I got the complete list. Who can win it? Okay. You gonna write them down?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to write them down.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Jason Day can win. Roy McIlroy. Justin Thomas. Am I going too fast?
Nope.
Ricky Fowler. Tiger Woods. Patrick Reed. Phil Mickelson. Hideki Matsuyama. Daniel Berger. Paul Casey. Tony Finau. Kevin Kisner. I'll give you Louis Oosthuizen yet?
Nope.
Louis Oosthuizen can win. Luke List can win.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I'm only going to give you a couple more. Checking just to make sure here. You know what? I gave you Tommy Fleetwood, right?
Nope.
Tommy Fleetwood can win.
No Justin Johnson in this field?
He's not in the field.
Can his counterpart win it, Koepka?
Nope. Too rusty. Buddy, that's a complete list who can win. How many did I give you?
14.
Spieth's not playing, by the way. Got to say, Spieth's not playing. So Spieth will not win this week.
McIlroy, Thomas, Day, Fowler, Woods, Reed, Lefty, Matsuyama, Berger, Casey, Finau, Kisner, Lubio, List, and Fleetwood.
Keep that list.
Keeping it.
Yeah, let me know how that works out for you. I enjoyed second segment today.
Listen, man, I appreciate you talking about it. I
always talk a little golf.
I love to hear you talk golf. It's a passion of yours, and it's obvious. And I think it's important to know what's going on just north of the border here, drivable distance, and if something you can get up to, you might as well make an effort to get up there.
I think that's really cool, man. I think that's really, 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 really cool to do. So I'm still kind of working on some stuff for you. I think that'd be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Can I tell the folks about our Palmetto Golf Report?
I would love nothing more.
All right. Let me do this now. Tell about a little bit about Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. I got a great email yesterday, and it was entitled All Things Golf at Palmetto Dunes. They are on the list of Golf Week, the best courses in South Carolina you can play. They have this new Swing Fit Gears 3D motion tracker to help you with your swing and the lessons. I think that's really, really cool. They have brand new Adidas apparel at the Robert Trent Jones Pro Shop. Great looking stuff there. They have these really cool things now, Zach, these four-seater golf carts. That's awesome that, you know, your group kind of takes. I think that's cool. I love the fact that they put their aerification schedule up to tell you exactly, you know, when you can play. You can play those days, but, you know, when the course is aerified. And then they've got these package groups like Golf and Grub, two or three rounds with lunch or breakfast each day. This Swing and Swag, this 2 to 3 rounds with some great logo gear, or Golf Group Only, multiple rounds of saving when you have 12 or more players. They've got their app up on it now. I subscribe to this list that gives me the email. And so I think that's really, really cool. If you need to, it's free, get this golf update from Palmetto Dunes, another whole resort update, go to Palmetto Dunes and palmettodunes.com. I will tell you that the only players, and at last segment we talked a lot of golf, a lot of the Wells Fargo coming up. The only thing that we didn't mention that I wanted to mention, there are a couple other players in the field from South Carolina. And I can tell you that Jonathan Bird and Kyle Thompson both got sponsors exemptions from the web.com tour final. So these are local guys from the state of South Carolina that get local exemptions there. So besides that, you got Lucas Glover, you've got Kyle Stanley, you've got Bill Haas playing. There's a lot of local players. I told you about Brown and Kisner and those guys playing. So we'll see a ton of local guys playing. I will give you the rest of that coming up. On tomorrow's show, I will tell you on our golf update, there's a kid in the eighth grade that's committed to Clemson. I love that. Eighth grade. I'll tell you more about that. That's our Palmetto Golf Report. Friends, look, I love this. I spent 20 minutes yesterday reading an email of all, checking off all the things that Palmetto Dunes does. And on that email, by the way, the rates and courses and groups and all that kind of stuff, it's cool as well. It's Palmetto Dunes at palmettodunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. You want to take it to a break?
Absolutely. We would love for you to come back after a short commercial break. This is the Mickey Pyler Show. I'm Zach Gore. He's Mickey Pyler, and we will see you after the break.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
One of the best rivalries in the ACC gets underway this weekend at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. Clemson will take on Florida State in a three-game series with Saturday's first pitch at 6:30 p.m., Sunday at 4 p.m., and Monday at 7 p.m. Hear all the action right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
This is Gary, the mortgage expert. I have some great mortgage programs for first-time homebuyers and for people with less than perfect credit. I have 100% financing USDA and low down payment FHA loan programs that have good rates, even if your credit scores are average. I even have FHA renovation loans. If you need a mortgage, call 979-1111. Or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Let my 23 years of mortgage experience help you.
Gary Schoenholt, MLO, NMLS, 107429, HFC, NMLS, 70864. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Loan programs are subject to change. Not all customers will qualify.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Switch to Liberty Mutual. Switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing. Sorry. Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. Lightstream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/radio. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/radio. That's LightStream.com/radio. LightStream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
Local Q is the place to connect for food, friends, and fun. Have you made plans for brunch? Local Q has expanded their brunch menu to include a barbecue benedict, house-made corned beef hash, and many more items to beat that hangover. Wash it down with a mimosa pitcher or a classic Bloody Mary. Keep the fun going with a little friendly competition. It could be one of their hundreds of nostalgic board games, pool, ping pong, Jenga, darts, or cornhole. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
The Mickey Blyler Show is on the air.
Did you get your tickets?
To what?
The gun show.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Keep my hands on myself.
Good God Almighty! Welcome back.
My God!
Hey, our friends at Rotor Rooter want you to know that they have a full staff, and they're there ready to serve you, and they're there willing and able to serve. You know, you got the Kentucky Derby this weekend.
Very excited for that.
They aren't.
They're not.
No. Clemson baseball this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
They aren't excited.
Dang.
They might be excited, but...
Quail Hollow this weekend?
Yeah, but they don't care.
Dang.
They'll just drop everything and come do the stuff for you. I told you when I had Roto-Rooter over, like, they call you, you set an appointment up with them, and then they call you, and they tell you, like, we're on the way, making sure that nothing's changed, are you still there kind of thing. Because you know what? Sometimes, man, like, things just happen, right? You got an appointment, but yet you don't make it because something comes up. So you're good about that. The other thing is they spent more time in the post-exit interview than they did on my stuff because they got it done really fast. And at post-exit interview, they take that data and that information and say, like, what could we have done better? I like this idea. 24/7, family-owned, family-operated in Western North Carolina and the upstate of South Carolina. It's our friends at Roto-Rooter, rotorooter.com. 288-7686, 288-7686, rotorooter.com. Remember, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. I wanted to get into now, I enjoyed the second segment. Oh, by the way, let me get into the text message line, 986-1566. I love this one, man. This is the kind of people I hang out with right here. Texture says, just wanted to say how much I miss listening to you guys in the mornings. Started a new job last month and we can't have headphones. Still listen from 6 to 7. So, awesome stuff, man. Hope you guys, nothing wrong with little headphones at work there, I wouldn't think. 654 Roar. Texture says, Zach, if you want a fan base, you need to learn to let people know about your work outside. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. That's just not the right answer. So, Zach, I agree with this, man. People want to know you.
Finish the text.
Nah, I already deleted it. People want to know you, man. They want to know who you are. The Kardashians do it. I want to learn more about Zach Gore than I do Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate that guy reaching out, and I will take
he loves you.
Take that to heart. At the end of the day, we do 3 hours here. You can find me on the shows in the afternoon sometimes. Sometimes I just like to have my own thing.
I think you need to start having lunches with people, mm-hmm. signing autographs, kissing babies. I think you need to just open up. I think you need your own reality TV show.
I don't need that.
Yes.
But I do love meeting people. It's always fun and humbling to say, someone says, hey, we listen to you in the morning. You do a great job. Or we hate you. It's fine. Either way, I'm happy to meet you.
Yeah. But more so happy when they like you, though.
Yeah, it's usually a little more pleasant when they do like you.
Right.
And that's nice.
I want to touch on this. And again, I'm going to try to be very kind about it because I do like him. And he is one of us. At the same time, I think it's okay to be honest as well. Okay? Or as honest as you can. Deion Kane was drafted in the sixth round. Did you see his comments after the round? After the draft?
I saw that he was shocked that he dropped that far.
He says, quote, I mean, yeah, of course, I was always surprised because going into this, I heard late first round, second round, third round, and all this. It was kind of a shocker, but it's always a blessing to get my name called. I still feel like I'm a first round pick at this moment. I can't change my spirit right now. Then he says, quote, I've heard all the things like off the field issues and things like that, production level and all that kind of stuff. It makes a lot of negatives that come into it, but I'm still growing as a person and a player. Everybody makes mistakes. I've learned from my mistakes I've encountered in college. As a young man, I'm still growing. I'm glad he said that. I'm just worried about the mindset of people when you, I guess sometimes you hear what you want to hear. And I'll ask you this, Mr. Orr 24, Tonto Jackalay. He said, I was hearing late first, second, third round. Did you hear anything about Deion Kane being first, second, third round pick?
Never once. If he heard that, he got terrible advice.
See, I think that this is my guess. And let me be clear. Sometimes Uncle Charlie comes in there or, you know, your handlers come in and they tell you things. If he was honest with himself, and sometimes, you know, you got to be honest with yourself. I'll go back to this. I was talking to Jordan Bird not too long ago, Clemson assistant men's golf coach, and he was talking about Doc Redman. And he said, you know, one of the things that Doc does best is he's very honest in his assessment of a round. Sometimes, like, you hear people say, oh, no, I'm hitting it great, and you're not hitting it great. Like, you're trying to talk yourself into it. But you got to be honest with yourself, too. If Deion Kane is honest with himself, with his self, he knows that he dropped a lot of balls. So his productivity went down, that he didn't exactly crush it, and that he didn't progress in his career the way a lot of people thought he would have progressed.
Now, at the beginning of this, well, not the beginning of the process, but right before the draft here, he's signed with Nike into that apparel contract. Is that maybe an indication that he thought he was going to go higher, that Nike thought he was going to go higher and be more relevant than a six-round pick?
No, I would say that I don't know the details of that. We know he signed it. We don't know if that was what it's contingent on, if it was a round kind of thing, if it's an incentive kind of thing. We don't know any of that stuff to say about that. But I mean, but let's just face it. Every single weekend, not every weekend, but a lot of these weekends, we would get phone calls here on Monday saying, "Man, when's Deion Kane going to start catching the football?" That happened here. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but I got to be honest about it. There were times throughout that we always had to say, "Hey, man, when's Kane going to start catching the football?" He is an immense talent. There's no doubt about that. And you go back and look at it, every single year he caught a few more balls, 34 to 38 to 52. But part of it was the offense. He went from 582 to 724 to 659. His touchdowns, let me see who did touchdown one. 5 touchdowns and 9 touchdowns and 6 touchdowns. And you can say Kelly Bryant in the offense all you want, but Deion Kane was supposed to be the focal point of the vertical passing game. Quite frankly, could you depend on Deion Kane?
No, you could not.
So the point is you got to be honest with yourself, and I would implore him to be honest with himself.
We have a texter getting in with maybe a good point. What if those teams that were talking to him said, hey, we think you're going to be a first, second, third round guy?
Nobody was telling him that.
You don't think so?
If somebody was telling him first, second, or third round guy, then why did they take him in the first, second, or third round?
I mean, there's always better players out there, right? Unless you're a top 5 player, there's always better players out there. Different boards for different guys.
Well, then, but even then, and all it takes is one to say it, but I mean, how many teams would have told him first, second, or third round for him to drop to the sixth round?
Sure.
He's one of us. He's one of ours. And I'm not bashing him.
Is he?
Not like some, but yeah, he chose us.
Because he publicly questioned the usage of him in the offense. saying that, you know, he was only used for one thing, the different route trees that he was not used for, that kind of stuff.
Because they couldn't depend on him.
I understand that. That's what I'm saying.
Right, but part of it is this, and I'm not like putting him, again, sound like I'm bashing him. I'm not. I'm pulling for him. I want him to do great things. But I also have to be honest and self-assess and put it up there. I had an agent. An agent told him, man, look, you need to come back to school unless you're going to plan on dropping more balls because they've already seen you drop enough balls. You don't need to come back and drop more balls because they've seen that. They know that you can drop balls. You can blame it on Clemson's route tree, the same route tree that Mike Williams is running because he played the same spot.
He dropped balls in his pro day. He dropped balls at the combine.
Right. But that same route tree he's blaming it on, that's the route tree that Mike Williams is running, first round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike Williams, you could depend on because Mike Williams was mature and Mike Williams was attention to detail. And the same thing with Ray Ray McLeod and his assessment where he was. Again, man, don't fall asleep in meetings.
Yeah.
You know, stay attentive during meetings. Handle your business. That's all I'm telling you. And be mature about it. I'm going to leave you with this, Zach Orman, Store 24, Jack Clay. Burton Burns told me about that. I said, why do some guys, man, like this guy coming out, he had everything in the world. This guy was so talented. We're talking about Alabama players at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, man, I'm telling you, quick, simple as this, maturity level. How mature are you? Can you handle your business? And it's not for everybody. But I think it's pretty clear that, especially with these two, that they're about, in my opinion, they're about sixth-round talents, that sixth-round maturity levels and sixth-round accountability, dependability, because how many times on a Monday do we call and say, man, he dropped another ball? Or how many times we call on Monday and say, man, Ray Ray had another fumble? That film don't lie. We can candy coat all you want to, but that's just the facts of how it is.
They had to leave, though. There was better players behind them.
I think so.
If they came back.
I think so. So we'll see. All right. We'll continue that talk. I don't want to get too much into it, but I do like doing a little of the 2019 draft just to kind of give you a preview of what to watch for. So we'll talk about that. Short break. We'll come back with Zach. I'm Mickey. Our